Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Squid Game the Chaltrend. Play on Squid Game the Challenge. Imperfect. The slant rhyme.
But it's all right. Look, the best rappers do.
We do
it,
our best.
Can't we?
I'm Jack. That's Miles. These are some of the things that are trending. The Squid Game the Challenge is trending. Is Chaltrending.
What is that?
So that's the reality show version of Squid Game.
Right.
Man, people really seem to like this show about a dystopian world in which people compete for their lives and put their lives in danger to win for, I forget what the money is. There's a lot of money in the show.
Because wasn't every American Googling how much like 4 billion won was?
Yeah.
Like Korean won to be like, how much money is that? I was like, oh, okay, I get that.
So Netflix was like, let's do the show within the show because, hey, we live in a dystopian world. let's give that shit a shot. So they have been filming the reality competition to end all reality competitions. And apparently they're also trying to kill their contestants because a handful of contestants for Netflix's in-development reality show, Squid Game The Challenge, needed medical attention on Monday. This is according to The Verge, after enduring freezing temperatures on set, which doesn't seem like it was even part of the challenge. It just seems like they fucked up and forgot to like have heat for the set. The series is currently being filmed across two studios in the UK, where temperatures reportedly reached a low of 30 degrees Fahrenheit, -1 Celsius on Monday, while filming a game of red light, green light. Like, that wasn't the point of red light, green light was if you moved, you got shot.
You got shot. You got domed.
Nobody move.
Yeah.
Nobody get hurt. And so this version apparently involves freezing everybody to death because it resulted in at least one contestant being stretchered off.
Oh, my God.
It's
wow.
I mean,
hey, it's a good prize, though. Oh, so in Squid Game, it was 45 billion won. 45.6 billion won, which is, and then everyone's like, oh, that's about 38.2 million
You know,
at the time people were searching. So I guess now it makes sense. The prize is $4.56 million.
Yeah.
To so go along like, with
let's
it.
Not, you know, we'll see if this is a hit first, but.
That's a lot of money, man.
That is a lot of money. Like,
also
I would,
knowing, yeah, how cheap Netflix is with their budgets for like unscripted shows to have a $4.5 million prize. And I'm like, that's a big swing.
And they do have the same, remember how like every contestant is worth a certain amount of money or like what once a contestant dies, they put their share into the big piggy bank. So this starts with a total of 456 global contestants.
Wow.
And then it ends up with one person getting all 456 million, $4.56 million.
Cool.
We
figured out capitalism.
I would just ask them to not recreate the killing, the endangering the lives of part.
I mean, how far off are we from the Running Man type
shit? No, not very far.
You know what I mean? Like, we're already, I've already seen so many slap league highlights of, like, on the internet this last month. I couldn't believe what the fuck the state, some of the state of these participants are by the end of it.
We were like that dude, Dana White, slapping his wife on camera away from that being like the new NFL in the United States. Like, ESPN was just straight up gearing up. They were like, slap league coming from UFC.
When you see like a thing where it's like, we're trying to do Squid Game. Yeah. When you're like, no, we didn't need to do the fucking real life version of this, like, you know, commentary on our society, but okay.
Maybe I guess we the did. Next one. Maybe we'll yeah. see. I reserve my judgment. Just don't harm people on your way. Look, to
I say either you go all in or you don't at all. Go big
so
or go home.
You think they should be killing people?
Yes! What the fuck, man? I'm ready! No, I mean... we're already, you know, destroying ourselves through just absolute neglect anyway. So,
The Bachelor, we got a double reality up top here. So what's going on with The Bachelor?
They already got a fucking blackface scandal going. This show, there's always some weird racism adjacent shit going on. The past couple of times I've gone on, Will You Accept This Rose, the Bachelor podcast that super producer Anna produces. There's always been some like weird racist fuckery going on. I remember they had to get rid of the host because he was like not built to have conversations around race at all.
Right.
And the most recent one is one of these contestants named Greer Blitzer.
Oh my God.
That name I could not believe is real, but shout out to you, Greer. Apparently was caught, like people were going through her social media posts of yore and found that she was like, you know, caping for some friend of hers that was in blackface. Or like other students at her school, like some of the quotes from her defense was, quote, the students involved didn't even know what blackface was. So my point exactly, it wasn't an intentional racist act.
They didn't know what blackface was?
If they don't know what blackface is, how could it be racist? They just wanted to look like Tupac.
Oh my God.
Then goes on to say, quote, she did not paint herself black because she felt superior to black people. And then also said, quote, putting white powder on your face isn't okay either. That didn't make the news, did it?
Wow. Ooh. Why not a white entertainment network?
Yeah, why exactly. Not? The classic, my favorite. Just out right. yourself, please, with that question. I mean, if there's black entertainment television,
yeah.
Why isn't there that? So, yeah, she's gone on to say, yeah, that was a terrible time. And that's not
what about reparations for me for the slow service I received at Starbucks?
Seriously, I have places to go too, and this held me back in a way.
Yeah,
but yeah, she apologized. I don't know. I mean, like, this seems like part and parcel of so many reality shows not vetting people that end up on TV, or they just don't give a
or
shit.
Or are they vetting? Yeah,
yeah. Or they don't give a shit, or they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they
about
don't give
their
a
job.
Fuck that you know that they're exposing people to this, and it makes for good TV, and it makes for a scandal, which increases ratings. So you know.
But what a weird way to chum the waters. Like, hey, man, she's racist. You guys want to come see?
Right.
I'm like, nah, thanks. Most of us are experiencing that in some fucked up way every day.
Justin Roiland is trending. Adult Swim cut ties with him earlier this week. They will be recasting the lead role on Rick and Morty because I guess he did the voices.
Right,
keep going with that. But man, like, once the accusation started coming out, I was like, oh, this man is a full-on sexual predator.
Yeah, and not it's wild. So funny. There's funny. Someone on the internet was posting, there was like a video that he did for like Wired or like a Vanity Fair where he was rating other people's impressions of his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone was like, man, just watch this video. He basically does his own recasting in this one.
Right.
And he's like, oh, that guy's got it. And they're like, yeah, take note. Okay, so we should get that person who sounds identical. But yeah, it's a sad day. I saw a guy with today, he had like a Rick and Morty air freshener and he saw that I clocked it. Like, and he was like, he's like, sucks what's going on. And I was like,
and you're like, how that could mean many things.
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't even
sucks
bother
what's going on, what they're doing. Yeah, like to Justin.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean? Like the victims, like right. the fact that we can't seem to get a handle on predators in the entertainment industry. Like what does it mean? But I decided to just keep it moving.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Zygang? I know I do. well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And Newport News, home of Allen Iverson.
Yeah. And I wish this could be slightly happier, but basically, I think we talked a few weeks ago about, you know, a 6-year-old brought a gun to school and shot their teacher. And everyone's like, what the fuck is going on? Well, now the teacher is suing the school district because it turns out that the school and administration had many opportunities to do something about this kid throughout the day because people were complaining that he was threatening people or that they suspected he had a gun.
Yeah.
And then the administration was like, the school day is almost over. So like, maybe he won't come with it tomorrow or something. Or another thing was like, I searched his bag, but I think maybe he took it out and put it in his pocket before recess. And then people were like, well, he has small pockets. Probably not. He probably doesn't even have the gun. And then a child came up to another teacher and said, this boy showed me his gun and said he would shoot me if I told anybody that he had it.
Mm.
Like numerous times. And it resulted in her being shot.
Jesus Christ.
And it's just like, you know, regardless of like what the situation of the student, like you can't, as administrators, like what the fuck? Like, how could you not do anything at all? And I'm sure they're going to have their own version of this, which, again, will have to be, you know, adjudicated in the courts or whatever. But to hear that and to have like multiple people be like, yeah, I also heard about him before the shooting. And then someone just said, relax.
Jesus Christ.
Like, come on. So, yeah, very, very strange. I mean, sad fucking development there, because like if it wasn't a teacher, it could have been another student. Like, what's the policy?
We're going through a weird thing as a zeitgeist with like I've been noticing a lot of videos with people being like, this adult beats the shit out of this kid, like this kid fights this adult and then the adult like choke slams him. Did he go too far or not far enough? And then
right.
I was like, what a fucking broken country. And then like I scrolled down and there was like another one of those. It's
right,
just like people, I don't know.
It's like teacher bodies student after student calls teacher N-word.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, what the that shit was on Reddit earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, this is, and I think with cameras, like we see everything now all the time, but there's definitely like this, there's like a psychic stress level that is breaking people. Like, cause you also see, man, there's even more fighting and sporting events than normal too. Like there's just like that slow boil of tension. That is
It's almost like having a cataclysmic apocalypse and regular mass shootings and a system that refuses to do anything about it actively is not good for the psychic health of a civilization.
No, but yeah, even more important to look out for yourself, because not sure who will.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Adam Scott is trending. So I didn't realize this. Adam Scott kind of got his first... Adam Scott, if you don't know, is from Parks and Rec, where he played Ben Wyatt.
Wow. What the fuck? You a big Parks and Rec fan?
What's that?
You pulled that name quick. You're a Parks
and Rec? I'm looking at a thing.
That, oh, shit. I was like, Jack, okay. All right, Mr. Pawnee.
His performance in Step Brothers, which was the first thing I ever saw him in, was one of my favorite comedic performances, just period.
Right.
He plays like the asshole brother of one of the Step Brothers.
And he sings. It's that acapella, the singing in the car that does it for us.
So good. And then, you know, Severance, which I thought he was very good in. He actually got his start on Boy Meets World when he was a youngin', 21 years old when he joined the series as a recurring cast member.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah. I'm looking at the picture from him, like, that's wow.
Griff. Okay. Also, I think he was playing like a 16 year old, but he was 21.
Think of like every show. People were like 42 playing like 17 year olds in the 90s.
Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone was 37.
68.
Years old. Yeah. So he was kind of brought in towards the end of the first season, I believe, to replace one of the characters as the school bully. So they have a, like most shows that are popular in the 90s, they have a rewatch podcast, and they brought him in as a guest, and he came and he was like, all right, I got some shit to say.
Oh, wow. He pulled
apparently
up.
Like had some real trauma from when he did this, kicked off the discussion saying that once he knew he was going to be speaking with them on the podcast, he told his family that he was looking forward to finally asking Ryder about something that's been bothering him for 29 years.
Talking about Ryder Strong.
Ryder
that
Strong,
actor, yeah.
Of course. What Ryder
that,
Strong. What a
I remember.
Fucking
I was
name,
like, Ryder
baby.
Strong. What the fuck, Ryder?
Yes. So he said basically that, I mean, it's all like very minor stuff, but
right.
at the end of like one day, like when everybody had wrapped out and everyone was doing the like celebration, we finished, maybe it was like the end of the first season. The scene ends, everyone just erupts and starts cheering. Blake and Ethan high five and hug. They come up to me and high five and are just cheering. And Blake and Ethan go up to you, Ryder, and give you a high five and hug you. And after that, they do that. I'm like, hey, congratulations, buddy, and give you a high five and go in and hug. And as I do that, you push me off and you give me this look like, wait a second, who the fuck are you? And then you ran away.
Wow.
And Ryder Strong said, are you serious? Why would I do that? And like everyone's just like visibly uncomfortable the whole time. And then he also says that Topanga told everyone that nobody liked Adam Scott. It's so funny just to like come to one of these rewatch things and just have these like petty things that happened on set.
Yeah.
And just take them very seriously.
Was it meant to be? Like, was he exercising his own demons, or was it?
I think he was exercising his own demons.
Oh, could you imagine? They're like, he's like, surprise, motherfucker. Guess what, Ryder? And Danielle, you think I fucking forgot that shit when you said nobody on set liked me?
Yeah.
Look, Adam, you're doing so much better than they are.
Yeah.
So, and that's not really, you shouldn't use comparison to feel better about yourself. But if you're going to get caught up in their words, you know, use your place to, you know, soothe your wound.
Yeah, I do like that. I think more rewatch shows need to bring the
air beef. Yeah,
the beef.
That's
years
why we wanted,
later.
We wanted a Samantha podcast, a Sex in the City Samantha podcast with her just airing laundry out. I think every person on earth wanted something like that, because when you know there's tension, like, just bring it all out. I want to know.
Yeah. So, anyways, and then LeBron. It just seemed, I don't know, man. It was a loss for the Lakers. These are not uncommon this season.
I am
now invested and pulling for the late. I mean, I'm always pulling for LeBron.
Yeah, he's playing so well. How could you? I mean,
he's
like
playing so great.
Again, right, I look up to this. I look up to this young man because I am 2 months his, 3 months his elder. Yeah. But I still look up to this man.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people just the way we lost and how well he was playing and like carrying the team, and then like juxtaposing that with some of the other performances from like Russell Westbrook. It's so, just been, I think, because we're at that point right now, especially too, where we've traded for Rui, and we look like, hey, with a couple other moves, this could at least look better than just adding like Rui Hachimura to the team.
Yeah.
And I think now when you look at that, I think a straw broke for a lot of fans who felt like I was even telling you and Jabari, like before recording Mad Boosties, I was like, you know, Russ and Rui, they played good together. And after that game, I'm like, he's got to go. If we're building something, we have to do something now. It's just not going to work. But yeah.
Mm. But it seems like this loss. So they lost to the Clippers, which is a team that you are, you know, it shows your treatment of Clipper fans and the Clippers as a franchise general shows me a side of you that
pure hate.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
Look, you know,
it's the same thing. I'm a very loyal person. So when there's a rivalry, like I'm ride or fucking die. That's why with like Arsenal, like fucking
your ride Tottenham or strong
shit.
Guy.
I screamed out of my car. Somebody had a Tottenham jacket when I was coming back from the store.
Hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
What did you scream at them?
I didn't say fuck you, because I remember the time you said the guy came up to you, he pulled up on you because you had a Sixers hat and just like screamed curse words. And I was like, nah, you can't be doing that.
He didn't scream directly at me. He had a phone conversation about me.
Oh, shit. Well, I drove by and I said, boo, Tottenham. And Her Majesty was in the seat. She goes, yo, shut the fuck up. Why are you screaming over me? And I was like, okay, my bad. I'm rapping.
Boo, Tottenham.
Yeah,
you screamed over.
Yeah, because you gotta
hey,
let him know.
Could you put your teeth back for a second?
Hey, fuck face. No, I don't. You know, when it's strangers, I don't curse. You know what I mean? Because I'm not trying to escalate, but I gotta let them know where I'm at. But and again, I'm not saying this is a healthy way to go about life. It really actually is one of the most unhealthy ways, because you'll live with a bunch of spite in your heart. But yeah, watching the Clippers, I mean, they were shooting like 65% from three at one point, and I was like, dude, we can't. It was a terrible loss. And I got to give it to them. They absolutely blew our friggin' socks off.
Yeah.
But you look at it and it's hard to look at somebody like LeBron who's playing so hard at this age and be like, it can't be for nothing.
Yeah. It shouldn't be. And it did make me ask, is this the worst team that he's ever been on? And I hope not.
How the fuck could he get this team to the finals? Like this team as it is?
This would be the great, like, I feel like this would put him in the driver's seat of the GOAT conversation if he was somehow able to, like, just drag this team's ass.
He took
across.
the 2021 Washington Wizards to the finals. On his back? Yeah, that would be something.
So this does feel like, I don't know, there's been a sea change in Laker Nation. They're no longer dealing with it well. Somebody heckled LeBron about his hairline. LeBron looked like he wanted to
kind of square up
with the guy.
Was it Phil Handy who kind of held him back? It looked like, one of the coaches held LeBron, like not really held him back, but the guy's like, yo, what's up with that hairline? Get your shit together, LeBron. And he definitely heard him and like faced him. But didn't move forward. Yeah. But anyway. Whatever.
All right. Well,
it's a toxic environment at the crypto.com arena at the moment.
Keep your head up, LeBron. LeBron James, keep your head up, buddy.
Yep.
You got some out here. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending.
Yeah.
We are back tomorrow with the last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.